to college football. It's a sports story out of Ann Arbor that's making headlines around the world. Wolverine quarterback Shane Moore is taking a fierce blow to his head from a helmet last Saturday, wobbling off the field, only to be sent back in. That decision ignited a firestorm of controversy. Afterward, Coach Brady Hoke stood firm.
I mean, we would never, ever, if we thought a guy had a concussion, keep him in the game, and never have.
Ah, but then Michigan Athletic Director Dave Brandon releases a 15-paragraph statement at 1 this morning saying, yeah, Morris did suffer a concussion and a high ankle sprain. We have with us now Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. So Coach Hoke goes into this news conference on Monday. No one's there with him, and no one had told him that Shane Morris had suffered a concussion, but they did know it.
Yes, make that jibe, by the way. Take some linguistic gymnastics, to say the least. Either Brandon and Hoke did not discuss this at all, since it happened on Saturday and was already flaming that night on TV and elsewhere, and Sunday, when apparently they already determined he did in fact have a probable mild concussion. I can only imagine the discussions that the doctors had to push back to make that happen.
Yeah.
Then, of course, on Monday at noon, he gets up there and says all this stuff, Hoke does, that there was no concussion, we've not talked. So either they have no idea what the other guy is doing, there's no communication, a negligible level of non-communication, or somebody's lying. So I wouldn't call this a scandal quite. Whenever you ever have a crisis, if you will, it always boils down to either the guy's incompetent or he is corrupt. And they always pick incompetent, by the way. And this time they're picking incompetent.
Do you believe Brady Hoke when he said he would not knowingly play a kid with a concussion? Do you believe him?
Well,
when
first of all, he did. That's
but
one
knowingly.
Thing.
But do you think he truly
didn't
know?
I don't think he would knowingly. I don't. I give him that. And I think that, furthermore, he would not have the option, because if the doctors knew that he had a concussion, they would not let him do so. And it must be said, I was on the sidelines for 3 years, 08, 09, 2010, 37 games. Rich Rodriguez was the head coach, not Brady Hoke. But the medical staff was the same, and they've added Jeff Kuchar to it, who is a worldwide expert in brain injuries, what we call concussions, and his research is cutting edge. He's on the staff now. I never once saw any discussions between coaches and doctors about any negotiating, about getting the kid back in or not. Only can he go or can he not? And that includes Denard Robinson, second quarter of the game against Illinois in 2010, when a game that Rich Rod had to win to keep his job, he had a concussion, he was out, and that was it. No discussion. So that's the background. However, the communication breakdown here is so severe as to raise national questions.
And the fact that Dave Brandon, who is not camera shy, not microphone shy, releases this thing at 1 in the morning and nobody's seen him.
He was in the witness protection program, it looks like, for 3 days. This is very unusual for a man whose nickname is the Human Moth for his ability to find TV lights anywhere. So that was striking, and he's been absent since as well. So he's not been in front of any cameras, any microphones. It's back to the bunker mentality.
And really, now what?
Now what? The only question is really when. I think that both Brady Hoke and Dave Brandon are likely gone before too long. It might take a while, perhaps longer than Michigan fans would like. But I cannot imagine a scenario where these guys keep their jobs. I really can't. And it's not just this situation over the weekend. This is the final straw. This bonfire has been building over a four-year period with both Brandon and Hoke. It should be noted, there's now a petition out there that Michigan alumni, faculty, and students can sign that's already gotten over 2,500 signatures to get Dave Brandon, not Brady Hoke, but Dave Brandon fired. There's a rally today at 6 p.m. on the Diag, organized by the students, to get Dave Brandon, again, not Brady Hoke, fired. I have never seen, Cindy, ever in my life, a situation where the AD was more unpopular than the coach.
One final question. Do we know how Shane Morris is doing?
He apparently is doing fine, and he could play this weekend if he wanted to.
Okay. Well, situation that is evolving. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Thanks, John.
Cindy, thank you.